here. Is it curious?
Oh, we're really doing that again.
For two to sit and talk about where they've been.
Could be mysterious. But if you want to, you're welcome to join in.
For Jelt and Flo.
It starts like so.
Like so. Hello, and welcome back to For Jelt and Flo.
Wait, they know it's a recording now. Do we have to keep the intro?
Only if you don't want to make a new one. You know, at first I thought I saw like a little Irving Berlin, you know, Busby Berkeley kind of.
He wouldn't like it.
As you probably know, I'm For Jelt. And that's Flo.
You're doing good.
And we're here to talk shop and sploo. If you've been following along in the past few weeks and analyzing, leaving us on in the background, first of all, thank you. Thank you for hanging out along with us.
We know it's a lot.
Well, only in terms of threads.
Threads? You mean callbacks, inside jokes?
No, that would mean they'd be leading up to something. That's what a thread does. It's a loose strand to pick up and follow it to a bigger sweater or something. But you know what it is by following.
But honestly, you guys shouldn't have to.
Hmm?
It's just a little thing, but everything that's been outside the podcast shouldn't have been in it. We're 5 episodes in and nothing's gone as it should have.
It's a tad subjective. Yeah,
what's the subject, Fajelt? What's been the subject of this show?
I think it's been us. And ironically, we're not that good at talking about that.
No. Because it's usually derailed by a rabbit trail.
Wait, a rabbit trail's not a thread.
Every episode has had these little cracks where there's a little distraction from what we're usually talking about.
Unless said cracks are what we were discussing.
It never is. You remember the second episode when I tried to bring us back around to normalcy by reading the news?
That's when we learned about the water crisis.
That was all you talked about the rest of the time. And there was a whole other episode centered on that.
People can find out what the news is anytime they want.
Well, what if they're listening to us and something important happens?
Is something important happening now?
Oh, I'm glad you asked. City Hall's having a live session on the radio.
I thought we didn't do other programs. Excepting the halftime.
Well, fine.
What are they doing?
According to Splue Runner News, the mayor and the city council received an offer from an anonymous writer to fix their water problem.
Mm-hmm. I assume they get letters.
Sad as it is, this one got all the way to the mayor's desk. All that's mentioned about it is that it's offered a legitimate one-time situation to fix the water problem. And they bought it.
So why tell everyone?
You know what? Why don't we just listen to the thing now? I got it pulled up on here.
And we can begin from that understanding. So thank you, and we'll start.
That's not It's My Zoo.
That's the program in a program.
I know. It's actually pretty good.
Only just taking a second to...
And with those opening marks concluded, the polls will be open shortly hereafter. Live from...
I don't understand. What's the offer they're so happy about?
Who said they're happy? We'd find out, but someone turned it off.
We still can. Get the traveling mics and...
No. Even when I want to...
What?
No more sidetracking field trips.
It's still relevant to the subject, and we...
You know, if we go through that whole thing again between us, that's not fair to the listeners.
You know, you're right.
Because we don't know. We don't know how they feel about it.
Yeah.
Yet. Oh, you too.
Yes. I wanted to hear from them, too. That's the problem with posting to-do notes on the phone. Everyone can read them.
No, I want to know. I want to hear what we've gotten. We've asked you, our listeners, to present your thoughts. Does our in-the-field approach work?
Yes. We've left our messages open to hear what you have to say, and... Only 3.
Huh? Well, it's usually only 3 anyway.
Unless someone took an awful lot of editing. Don't do that.
This first one's from Andy Wump from Uptown Splew.
Hi, I... Isn't it going to drop it? I've been doing this for... Okay, yeah. Sorry, my name's Andy. I'm a construction worker in the Uptown of Splew. Also do a little window washing on the side. Hang on, let me scoot over. You know, sometimes I look down over my shoulder, see the building where all the... See the area where most of the important buildings are. Can't really see the people, but I hear the basics on the news. After a while, I started to look for something to toggle back and forth to listen to, because... I don't know, I'd rather hear what someone else sees on life than what's said to be seen. Does that make sense? I'd rather hear your reaction to Splew than just the facts about it. I guess that'd be just your opinion, which... I don't know. You do a little more than the news does, which makes me a little less depressed. Except when you guys go out, that's what the news... I mean, that's what the news already does. It was just background noise. You're more distracting. Whoops. Anyway, I like you guys. Bye.
Thank you, Andy.
Well, he likes us, I think. More than the news.
But not where we go out.
Did he say that? I think he said we go out, just like the news reporters do.
You snuck in a word. But Andy, I believe, finds something a little more personable than the news without losing the essentials of it. With our observations.
Nice he thinks of us so much. Thank you, Andy.
All we need is a studio, ourselves, and some conversation.
And the facts, if we're following your schedule. One person agrees with me, I assume. You know him.
Hello? I'm on.
Miss?
This is Dino Carbonet, known as Monsieur Carbonet, at the Longleaf Grocers.
Thought I listed it all.
About Fiat and Flu. We've heard of your show. Someone hooked it up to the speakers, because they thought it was funny. But it wasn't. You don't make jokes. I like that. But we can't switch back to the PA. If you know how, tell us, s'il vous plaît. Merci.
Okay, whose side was... Not that this is about sides. No.
Of course not. He needs help with her overhead system.
We have one more.
I have one more. I called him.
Really?
I'm just going to play with him.
No.
Salvia Morse, everyone.
Hello, Fajelt. Salvia here to respond to your insistent messaging. If history is any indication, and wisdom still a worthy apparatus of deduction, you want a tiebreaker to your podcast's testing of your audience's patient waters. Having spent more time above ground in the home of the podcasts, and the home of the podcasters, I've seen variety that you wouldn't believe. Some hosts on them simply talk, others give presentations. I haven't heard of hosts abruptly taking their whole station with them outside, but if they could, I doubt it would cause much of a stir. So, if you wanted to take the showbiz outside of the studio, whenever I need you to, the majority may question, but history rewards the champions of the novelty. A few times. I'm for it. So get over here.
Right. History champions this.
I don't think so.
That's one in my favor, one in yours, but not really.
If you were listening, I thought the first gentleman explained the general feeling pretty well.
But if we just do that, Fajilt and Flo will never get anywhere besides that.
It doesn't have to. And it won't. There's one more thing. This was in the post earlier. It's from our from management.
Management.
In light of the frequency and spontaneity of the tenant's visitations out of state, and in the interest of the safety rights invested to both parties on either sides, we have created a cease and desist order halting any further excursions, whether or not they are related to the podcast.
They said that.
That's what I got.
So, we just stay here in the studio. Nothing distracts us outside?
Think so.
Fun experiment. Wouldn't City Hall count?
No. What else do we have? The break?
Maybe you could find out during it. Ladies and gentlemen, here's Enterprise Zoological. Can I see the notice?
No, I just read it.
I just want to look at it.
Let me see. Just push the button.
It's automatic. Bajelt and Flo will return after this.
A haven for species all over the world. An education for those curious to learn more. And a legacy no one knew. Requires people who keep it on balance. Or at least try. Our team goes behind the scenes to discover the business behind the beasts. This is a special presentation of Enterprise Zoological. The nature of change actually tries to keep nature the same, but the residents of Shavano Zoo usually follow it instinctively.
Come on. Come on.
Everything changes in the later part of the year. And so, their caregivers must stay a step ahead of that instinct as well. For animals not best suited to the cold, an option to find or remain somewhere warmer is important. For those used to cold, a think tank for enrichment is planned, so visitors and animals can experience the unique adaptations to their fullest. But there are always room for discoveries. Or old tricks.
Is it working? It kind of... Oh, great.
For carnivore keeper Dawn, in regards to the animals who do choose to venture outside, the problem is finding a smart idea for the long run, than a good one in the moment.
I didn't spend the money on that, but okay. Anyway, we can't heat the pond up for that. Not even if we created a fundraiser? Dude, you know Mr. Malt would go for it, which means I'd have to knock you out
and
stick you in your own freezer. One less person to make cat dinners. And fishing cat is not just fish, let me tell you. Don't tell me, tell the crew. The fishing cat's main diet is based on protein. It's a carnivore. So it follows its name by eating fish. Frogs, mollusks, small mammals.
We do something different here.
No, we've got frozen mice in the walk-in. Wanna show them? No. Look, he's coming back. There he goes. Look.
Sometimes it's good to look at what peers have done in the past to know what to do next. But if you stay there...
First of all, I think that's a little insulting. A disservice to, well, this man. Do you know how many awards It's My Zoo won? More to the point, how much praise, how much notedness Nick Hamilton has in the zoo world?
Uh-oh. Okay. Down there. Here it comes. Rufus.
Wow. Prime gator for a species there.
No, I guess you wouldn't. You came here to learn about zoos. Plans for the future. Well, one of the items I've been thinking is a bigger plaza with, maybe it's a bit much, but a statue of our inspiration. At the moment it's a quagga, but I was thinking of more Disney themed, but it's truly. Maybe an extra building for...
Like immediate.
What?
No, I meant like immediate future.
Oh, immediate. Well, we've recently gotten some updated heated devices for certain animals, indoors and outdoors. Someone suggested we put in hot tubs for the swimmers. Come on. I'm not trying to cook the animals. That's for the... But, I mean, temp's hard to gauge. Oh, we were at a good part. Let's keep watching.
When the cooler months in winter come along,
He'll make a hole in the wet dirt and hibernate there. Look over here with me for a second. You can see...
Fortunately, this practice was in evidence at Cervano Zoo, as experimented by reptile keeper Marco.
They're called gator holes. A safe space, a bunker to keep them close enough to water so they don't dry out or die of thirst, which everyone knows is important, but you guys look like you need an example. Huh. They need something thick, like mud. They need to stay underwater, but you can see that for yourself. Puddle's sad. It rained yesterday. Someone must have cleaned up something. I can smell it. Smells like... No. Most reptiles would be using their tongues to pick up pheromones telling them about the environment. Mine's telling me... Concrete... Dampness... Wet brush... Big old pile right there. Burrow, it's in the middle. Turn out the edges. This'll be great for winter.
Oh, come on, man. Seriously? They had me sweep that up.
Litter? Really? Why? Yeah, I still have to worry about pollution as a gator.
Jeez, Marco. Am I the only person you love to do your bits on? I have to get picked by the interpretive reptile guy.
We're allowed to develop routines for guests' sake.
Well, maybe do that on a boat ride?
This is a demonstration, okay? I'm having an interview and giving a legit example on the natural world.
Still think you could have done it over fries?
Fries. Oh my gosh, it's true. Did he do it?
You've never been over to Kana Crib?
I don't have time. When I've got to educate people without a display!
There he goes! It's that little fish. Get it!
Oh, gosh. Yes. I already have to hear a soundtrack of that from the stroller moms, please.
Well, I can't see what they do with the fish in the commissary. It's seeing our work enjoyed.
Yeah, I just... It's hard to do that when you think that's all people come for.
You're the exception.
Oh. Okay. I'm not supposed to enjoy it.
Well, no. Why not?
I guess the bigger picture keeping the species alive for the next generation is...
Yes. But seeing this kind of makes it easier. Isn't it cool?
Yeah. Commissary's not cool?
It's cold. And you gotta stay on track with the meal prep. You seem like you'd be good there.
So, nothing's happening? It's the same every day?
Animals differentiate, meals don't. Unless they're sick or aging somewhat.
Nothing in the last month.
I should go.
Jeez, now you... Just tell me, please.
I don't know anything.
Just tell me, please.
We hate the running joke.
We're being serious, lady.
No.
All right, so my theory is that they put a small niche in their budget specifically for cheese on these fries. God bless accounting. Let me finish. So, they must have some other niches over there. Mine, that new restaurant. Replacing Canna Crib?
No, I don't think so. Probably an expansion. This is just a snack stand.
Fries without an entree or a snack.
Mm-hmm.
More money for more burgers?
Heck, they might even put in a steak.
And we'll have to smell that.
Probably got a plan for that too. Maybe that's too much credit.
We are being recorded. Documented. Well, maybe we'll get answers sooner, right, guys? Over here. About those gator holes. See the fries and the cheese. See, or the covering they need. Imagine this burnt one's the gator. I think he needs a little more insulation.
Hey! No, I was gonna...
Ironically, that's the same sound they make when they come out and relieve themselves.
I'm a fan of change and adapting, yeah. It's just a shame we have to do it every 6 months. But that's all planned. Nothing new under the food umbrella. Sun. So, I'll be going. Just going home. You don't have to... Shoo.
What?
Wait. Oh, did I drop thing? It's just, plans. Papers. Gotta get interesting. Yeah. Are we really going out the same way?
Changes come, plans are made, and another Enterprise Zoological commences. Thank you.
I'm sorry, you can't vote here. You've probably got to go down to City Hall.
It might be too late.
Hi, welcome back to Fajilt and Flo. Flo's having a little mix-up at the door with our janitor.
You don't have one of those websites.
City Hall does. Trust me, Beatty.
Well, don't broadcast it.
We didn't broadcast it. You're just down the hall.
It's live to us.
Fajilt, are we live?
We are recording now.
Beatty, I gotta go.
I'll be back.
Our janitor decided to stop in for a check on the results.
Good for you. That's one Spruian tuning in.
Yes, sure.
So? What now?
What now? What do you mean, what now? We do what we usually do.
Can't do that.
What we ought to have been doing. How's that?
Oh. Okay. You start.
So, had a trip getting here this morning.
Me? No.
No, me. I usually take an alley walk to get here. But they had two crews sweeping out a load of trash that they had spilled, covering most of the sidewalks. So I joined the bigger commute.
I just follow the first group of folk Kanans heading past. They'll usually take the street past here.
Is this like a particularly folk Kanan friendly area?
It's a good place to regroup for canvassing.
Yeah, I've seen more of that. You know what's going on?
Oh, it's mostly just petitions and flyers. I think we've been labeled the go-to guys since, well, since my dad kept coming back with checks from all these businesses that kept paying him to go out and offer their services.
So they're really sales canids?
No.
You could have been a sales canid?
I didn't want to. Seemed boring. Turns out everything was boring.
Got you.
Don't you want to know what's not boring, in my opinion?
Am I being quizzed? Because couldn't I just say episodes 1 through 4?
That's not boring, what you did. And I wasn't here for 4.
Oh, right.
And what did you do?
I took a formal look at the cultural response to Fajilt and Flo.
How?
I asked...
You went outside. You had a plan to get out of this studio.
No, I did not plan it.
Even worse,
it was an education.
Like me.
I was always planning to ask Officer Numero to either visit or visit her.
Oh. Oh. Oh, that makes sense. We need to bring people here. If we can't go out, we bring guests in.
I don't know that many. There's someone I used to know in Lowry, a friend who's a slider.
A slider in Lowry?
Those are two separate individuals.
So how would we go about finding them? They could be listening right now, though.
Enough with the possibilities. We already have phone-ins.
This is a bit dumb. No exceptions. No going out.
That's what management said.
I don't think we even have management. I want to see the thing.
Management didn't say we couldn't listen in on City Hall. Everyone's finished voting now, probably. That's probably BD again. Hold on.
She's gone. I'm on her side of the desk. Shh.
What's it, BD?
It is a package.
Oh. Is today a mail day?
If I can be a tiny bit pushy, does it say who won?
Who won? Oh, the poll results. Fajilt?
Hmm?
What was the result? Turn it on!
And the ayes have it, clearing City Council to move forward with the proposed measure for water safety.
Somebody won.
Who?
The ayes.
The eyes.
No. I'm keeping mine. I don't care what they say. But that was in the mail slot.
All right, thanks.
You know, Flo, it's weird you don't like to print things.
Print things? No, I like printing. What's this package? We're getting all kinds of stuff here, ladies and gentlemen. So thanks to UNIFC, they did a little drawing with his signature.
What?
Open as soon as possible. This looks like a paperweight. Can you take that, Vigil?
Someone stuck in two light bulb tops and called it an art project.
And there's a letter. It says, "Hi, sorry if it seems like I'm dashing off this letter, but I don't have a lot of time. Leader job at Splu Water Plant to appraise."
Huh? The missing leader from the water plant that they couldn't find?
"I've been trying to locate the source slash cause for the multiple accounts of debris in our waterways. I think I'm close to the truth, but it's only a theory. Above ground, I found a series of models that look just like the one I'm sending you. On the side, you'll see two switches. I think they're used to control the light bulbs for signaling. Don't think they were made in Splu. Also found plaque on bottom. Read it, keep it, find out more, and I'll come to you soon. You won't be able to mail back to my location. If all fails, stay safe. I mean it, Vigelt. All my..." What the...
Email. Give it.
What is going on?
Now you want to be curious. I thought management said no.
What's the plaque say? "Dear Mayor and Associates, there is a way to deal with the problems with your water system immediately, but this offer won't last long. Switch the yellow light for yes, and the red for no, and immediately service will come. This offer expires tomorrow."
Oh, goodness.
What the heck? City Hall didn't think this was a prank or something?
They voted to... Why is there water on the floor?
What the...
Someone left a hydrant on?
What's happening?
Why don't you ask?
Okay, let's...
Ladies and gentlemen, a stream is running through our hallway. Only on Fajilt and Flo.
Ladies and gentlemen, you may want to pay attention right now. Here's Officer Numero. Help us!
Go.
There's an emergency. We've got a situation. My chair won't stop spinning.
In emergency times, finding a safe and stable location is very important, preferably a good distance from the emergency. Things can happen any time, even when we least expect it. And there's one that I don't really want to even think about. It's water-related, and may seem improbable, but it does happen. You're outdoors, or indoors, or at your office at whatever. Everyone might share that same danger. I'll demonstrate. I'm only going to show this in action, not the cause of it. Get this broom. There's really only one cause for something like this to start. I'm doing this of my own volition, but I'm a trained safety... Doesn't count. Come on. If this goes well, I'll do something for this too. You're more likely to experience this in a public building, unless you have access to... Whoops. Pick this mug up. Oof. Hot. Wait, that's good though, I think. Alright. Where was I? So there's the water disaster with... You're on top of something. No. Here's how it starts. There's a science to it. If there's an alarming amount of heat in a room, enough to start a fire and smoke... The smoke, contrary to popular belief, is not what causes it. Lift the mug. It's the amount of heat, a good amount of heat, which causes these things to go off.
your sprinklers. Now, it usually only takes a short while for sprinklers to put out the fire that's progressing, so you will have time to evacuate the premises. But when that's done, see... I mean, you will have to clean up afterwards, but they don't shut off automatically. So you'll have to shut it off manually with the control valve, if you know where the others are, and you know which specific valve it is. Yeah. Unless you have a shut-off device for the system. Hey, finally get to use this. So if you have a ladder or a desk, climb up. Place it in the... There are instructions for this, but they're copyright by the manufacturer. Stop it! Stop it! Stop! Okay. Emergency averted. Find out the instructions ahead of time. I can't say them. Because I'm a doer, and not a reader. They were copyrighted, and definitely not because I couldn't remember them. Hopefully, you understand the danger of keeping your indoor sprinkler running because you can get a mini flood. I mean, that's the only time. Floods won't come from anywhere else in Splu. So, until next time... I didn't hear anything. Till next time, this is Officer Numero.
We're back, and, we're not in our usual spot.
We're on a life raft.
Who knew it was the emergency standard for Splu buildings? Did you know?
I think it was one of those things I meant to keep around for weird trivia during my citizenship test, but I don't know.
You know who else probably should have known?
Oh, don't be mean. It's not a good look. We just got the wrong safety bit. We need to get out of this hallway.
Folks, if you don't already know, Splu's flooded.
No.
Sorry.
This is what everyone voted on.
How fast do you think we could get to City Hall on this raft?
There's a bridge. Debris is still here. It's everywhere. But should we still...
We're still recording. All the stuff since it's here. You mean, keep going?
Hey... did say we're trying to provide a service. Good one. But who's listening?
Hopefully, everyone. We're all in the same boat, it seems. So, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to try and head somewhere shallow. Maybe we'll see you. Expect to hear from us again soon. Flageleton Flow was written and directed by Zachary Williams, who also provided the voices and music, including the segments Officer Numero and Zoological Enterprises. The song Flageleton Flow Like So was also written and performed by Zachary Williams.
Do we need an outro?
We didn't do so. Mm-hmm.